AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Four snowstorms in 4 weeks, and waitress Megan McDonald at Mike's City Diner in Boston is pretty frustrated.
I can't even see the streets. There's like 5-foot piles of snow everywhere. It's just like big mounds. You can't even see anything.
Boston has 13 inches of new snow, along with Arctic cold, and still more snow may be ahead beginning tomorrow. From a storm that'll whack Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Georgia and move up the East Coast. Denmark's prime minister says it doesn't appear that the gunman who killed two people at a free speech seminar and a synagogue over the weekend in Copenhagen was part of a wider terror cell. Our Carl Ritter is in Copenhagen.
People are putting down flowers and candles at the cultural center where the first shooting took place and at the synagogue where a security guard was killed. An AP photographer also saw a smaller mound of flowers at the location where the gunman was slain.
The gunman was killed in a shootout with a SWAT team. Egyptian citizens are banned from traveling to Libya now after Islamic militants beheaded as many as 21 Egyptians in Libya. They were all Christians. Egyptian warplanes bombed militant weapons depots and training camps in what the government called revenge. Check your bank statements. The advice from a security expert whose company discovered that a hacking ring has stolen as much as $1 billion from banks around the world. They're not naming the banks at the moment. A spokesman for the security company says he thinks the hackers are in China, Russia, and maybe some European countries. Teenagers aren't getting enough sleep, according to a new study that finds they may need 2 hours more per night than they're getting. Experts recommend 9 or 10 hours of sleep a night for teenagers. The Dow is up 46. This is AP Radio News. Some railroad crossings are accidents waiting to happen, according to two senators. Our Julie Walker is in New York with this story.
The senators are still waiting for the exact cause of the collision earlier this month in Westchester that took 6 lives after a Metro North train hit a car. But they say their legislation would make dangerous crossings safer. Senator Blumenthal.
To blame it on the driver is not to solve the problem, because driver error is precipitated and sometimes caused by defective rail grade crossings.
Their legislation calls for $200 million in additional funding for safety upgrades for crossings throughout the country. Julie Walker, New York.
Gas is $2.25 a gallon this Monday morning. That's up 8 cents from a week ago, according to the AAA. A year ago, gas was $3.35 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.